CISA warns of a major breach at business analytics company Sisense. Apple sends mercenary spyware notifications to users in 92 countries. The US is preparing a full ban on Kaspersky products, and a new vulnerability impacts multiple programming languages. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 12th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Grey Noise. In today's top story, CISA has urged customers of business analytics company Sisense to rotate all credentials and access tokens linked to the firm's tools. The agency says it's responding to a security breach at Sisense discovered by independent security researchers. The company provides business analytics tools, and its servers store passwords and tokens needed to access sensitive customer data and infrastructure. Sisense has not publicly disclosed the incident. The company sent an email urging customers to rotate credentials stored on its servers, but didn't provide any other details. Sisense claims to have more than 1,000 customers, including some of the world's largest corporations and critical infrastructure operators. CISA has issued an emergency directive for federal customers in the aftermath of Russia's hack of Microsoft's systems. Russian hacking group Midnight Blizzard compromised Microsoft last year and stole emails from the company's corporate systems. CISA has now ordered federal agencies to reset any credentials included in email communications with Microsoft. Officials have also instructed agencies to review sign-in activity and other logs for suspicious activity. Agencies must complete security audits by the end of the month and report any breaches back to CISA. Apple has sent security alerts this week to users in 92 countries warning that they've been targeted with mercenary spyware. The company didn't say what kind of spyware it detected, but did say it had high confidence in its warning. Apple began notifying users about targeted attacks in 2021. It has notified users in over 150 countries since then. One of Russia's largest agricultural enterprises has fallen victim to a ransomware attack. The incident impacted NI Kachova, a company owned by the family of former Russian Minister of Agriculture, Alexander Kachova. Hackers have breached the company's systems, encrypted files, and are now demanding a $5 million ransom. The incident is the latest in a series of ransomware attacks that have hit major Russian companies. Ukrainian hacking group Blackjack claims to have hacked and wiped the IT infrastructure of MosCollector. The company operates the IT systems of Moscow's sewage network. Blackjack says it wiped over 100 terabytes of data and disconnected more than 87,000 water sensors from the central network. Neither the company or Russian media have confirmed the incident. U.S. Cyber Command told the Senate Armed Services Committee that it deployed 22 Hunt Ford missions to help U.S. allies during 2023. Teams were sent to 17 countries and found 90 malware samples that were later made public. Cybercom has conducted Hunt Ford missions since 2018. Officials say 2023 was the first year when Cyber Command had Hunt Ford teams deployed simultaneously in all DoD geographic commands. CISA has opened its Malware Next Gen service to the general public. The service allows companies to submit malware samples and suspicious URLs for analysis by CISA Systems. CISA launched Malware Next Gen in November for US government and military organizations only. The service currently has more than 400 registered users. The White House is preparing to issue an executive order that will ban the use of Kaspersky software in the US. The US government previously banned the use of Kaspersky software on government systems in 2017. The new ban will also apply to the private sector and home consumers. Sources have told CNN the ban is expected this month. Zambian officials have arrested 77 individuals suspected of running an internet fraud syndicate. The raid targeted the offices of a Chinese company named Golden Top Support Services. Officials say the company ran call centres that spoofed phone numbers to run online scams. Zambian police seized 13,000 SIM cards for both domestic and international numbers. 22 of the detained suspects are Chinese nationals. UK police claim to have identified the real-world identities of several members of the Lockbit ransomware gang. The suspects are part of a group of over 200 Lockbit members and affiliates officials are tracking down. Law enforcement agencies from across the world disrupted the Lockbit gang in an operation at the end of February. Security researchers have discovered a vulnerability in multiple programming languages that can allow threat actors to run malicious code on Windows systems. The vulnerability impacts any Windows app that can execute batch files. Affected programming languages fail to sanitize batch file command line arguments, which allow the execution of malicious code. The issue impacts Rust, PHP, Node.js, and many others. Researchers at Flat Security discovered the bug, which they named Bat Bad Butt, because it's about batch files and is bad, but not the worst. ESET is tracking a cyber espionage campaign they've named Exotic Visit. The campaign has been taking place since November 2021 and targeted individuals in India and Pakistan. ESET has identified at least 380 victims who've downloaded malicious Android apps from the official Play Store and third-party websites. The apps are infected with a version of the open-source exploit spy malware. ESET has linked the campaign to a new threat actor it calls Virtual Invaders. Threat actors are using fake stars and automated updates to manipulate GitHub search results and promote malware-infected projects. The projects are Visual Studio files that install malware on a developer's system when they build the app. According to Checkmarks, the malicious code installs a version of Keyzetsu, a malware strain that can manipulate the Windows clipboard. Google has launched a premium version of its Google Chrome Enterprise browser. The new Chrome Enterprise Premium will be available for $6 per user per month. It provides new tools for data loss prevention, more granular filtering controls, and better malware scanning. Through the move, Google enters the commercial enterprise browser market. The former Chrome Enterprise release will remain available for free under the name Chrome Enterprise Core. And finally, Meta is testing a new tool on its Instagram platform that scans private messages for nudes and intimate images. The tool uses on-device scanning to detect nudity and automatically blur images. The company says it designed the tool to detect and block sextortion attempts against teens. The new nudity protection feature will be turned on by default for all teens under 18. Meta will also prompt adults to consider turning the feature on. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Grey Noise. Find them at greynoise.io. Thanks for your company.